25 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists from Middleton. He did go 0 of 4 on his threes, a 9 of 22 from the field. So you take out the three-point shooting, he was a 50% shooter, 7 of 8 at the free throw line. He played 40 minutes tonight, did Chris. Bucks were led by Brook Lopez, who played 39 minutes. He was 12 of 18 from the floor, 3 of 5 on threes, but 0 of 4 at the free throw line. We just heard from Doc Rivers moments ago. Fatigue, a big reason behind that in the minute total for Brook. That was the other issue with the Bobby Portis ejection. With no Giannis, you're down to just Bobby Portis and Brook Lopez as your only bigs, and we saw the Bucks having to stagger their minutes in each game this series, and with no Bobby Portis, there were no other outlets. It became Danilo Gallinari as the only other big the Bucks could throw out there on the floor, though big may be stretching it with Danilo. But Brook Lopez, fantastic offensively for this team. 27 points to lead the way, 9 rebounds, and a block shot. Malik Beasley, also fantastic in his return to the starting lineup, scored 20 points and knocked down 4 three-pointers. Bobby Portis, as we mentioned, ejected early in this one, finished with 4 points and 3 rebounds. And Pat Beverly, just 21 minutes, as again, another player to add to the injury report for the Bucks, the walking wounded throughout this game. Pat Beverly, another one of those names. Chris Middleton, another player to keep an eye on as well, having his left ankle stepped on. But Pat Beverly in those 21 minutes, 9 points, 4 assists, and a rebound. Bucks bench scored 28 points. They were led there by A.J. Green, who scored 8, and big games as well from Danilo Gallinari with 6 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. But Andre Jackson Jr., 25 minutes tonight for the rookie, 6 points on a pair of corner threes, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 steals, and a block shot for Andre Jackson Jr. All 4 of his field goal attempts were 3-pointers, by the way. 4 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists from Pat Connaughton, 2 points from Jay Crowder, a rebound, an assist, and a block, and 2 points as well from Marjon Beauchamp in the final 2 minutes of the game. So another game where the Bucks shot better than 50%. 36% shooting from 3, you'll live with, but not on a night where the opponent knocks down 20-plus threes and shoots 51% as the Indiana Pacers take Game 4 and go up 3-1 in this best-of-7 series with a 126-113 victory. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
126-113, our final score in Indianapolis. Pacers now 1 win away from sending the Bucks home in the first round for the second consecutive season. We will take a look at some of the other numbers and preview what's up next. Also get you up to speed on the rest of the games on your NBA Sunday. We will do that after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you hear a siren, it could be a response for help after a fall. Oshkosh Fire Chief Mike Stanley says it's the number one reason for calls to his department.
Much more significantly than we respond to fires, to heart attacks, car accidents, traumatic injuries. We're going on fall calls more often than not.
Stanley hopes a new partnership with the company behind a free balance training app, Nimble, NYMBL, can help seniors avoid falls by improving balance with exercises from the app.
I can do this from my home. I can do this from my living room so that I don't have to worry about securing a ride to go somewhere.
Look for more information going out with water bills across Oshkosh this month. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr. When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hey.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Indiana Pacers take game four tonight, 126-113. Bucks now in a position where they need to win the next three games in order to avoid elimination. We still do not know the status of Giannis or Damian Lillard. Certainly for at least game five, but overall picture for the remainder of this series, should that extend past Tuesday in Milwaukee? And along those lines, we still don't know the tip time of that game Tuesday night in Milwaukee. All we know is that it will be at Fiserv Forum Tuesday evening. Should the series extend to a game six, that will be Thursday in Indianapolis. Tip time for that to be determined as well. And if the Bucks can drag this out to a Game 7, that would also be in Milwaukee Saturday with the tip time to be announced at a later date. So we do know we will have at least three games Tuesday evening. The New York Knicks with a chance to close out the 76ers Game 5 in that series from Madison Square Garden. The Cleveland Cavaliers host the Orlando Magic in a game that will not be an elimination game. The only game that will be played that day that is not an elimination game. That series tied at two games apiece. And then the potential for Game 5 in the series between the Minnesota Timberwolves and Phoenix Suns. But that depends on the results we see tonight as they are currently playing game number 4 in Phoenix. And just a couple of minutes left in that one. A tight one so far. The Timberwolves lead at 21-20, just a couple of minutes into that one, I should say. So tip time still to be determined for the Bucks and the Pacers on Tuesday. You get the sense we're waiting to see the results of this Suns-Timberwolves game to determine will there be four games the NBA will have to juggle around or just three. So we expect that announcement to come later this evening. I mentioned the Timberwolves in action against the Phoenix Suns. There were two other games played today that have gone final. We will get you up to speed on those and set the table for Game 5 in Milwaukee after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the street because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Partial to get started.
126 to 113, the final score. The shorthanded Bucks come up short in Indianapolis and now trail 3-1 in this best of 7 series against the Indiana Pacers. Again, a big game from Brook Lopez, who was 12 of 18 from the floor, 3 of 5 on his threes, and finished with a team high 27 points. One of three 20-point scorers for the Bucks, joined by Chris Middleton and his 25 points. And Malik Beasley back in the starting lineup with the absence of Damian Lillard. Malik Beasley made 4 three-pointers and scored 20 points. But again, those absences, no Giannis, no Dame, and no Bobby Portis after 7 minutes of action due to an ejection. Just too much for the Bucks to overcome in this one. Up next will be the Bucks looking to avoid elimination Tuesday night when they return home for game number 5. We do not know the tip time as of yet. We do know one tip time for Tuesday. That is between the Knicks and the 76ers. That is a 6 o'clock tip in game number 5 in that series. The Knicks with a chance to eliminate the 76ers. We don't know the tip time for the Cavs Magic. That series tied at 2 games apiece. And we do not know the tip time for the Bucks and the Pacers. We know the Knicks and Sixers will tip at 6. And should it be required, the Timberwolves Suns Game 5 will tip at 8:30 Eastern time. So you get the sense, if the Timberwolves finish off a 4-game sweep tonight, the Bucks will be the late game on Tuesday night. Potentially an 8:30 tip central time for that one. But we expect to know the tip time later this evening after that Suns-Timberwolves game goes final. The two other games played today mentioned the Knicks have a chance to eliminate the 76ers. That after a 97-92 win to start your playoff Sunday. Story in this one was Jalen Brunson, who went 18 of 34, scored a franchise playoff record, 47 points, and became the first player in Knicks history to score 40 or more points and hand out 10 or more assists in a playoff game. So the New York Knicks, one win away from moving on to the second round. In Dallas, the Mavericks came back from a 31-point deficit, but big shots from Paul George down the stretch proved to be too much. He finished with 33 points, and the Los Angeles Clippers have evened their best-of-seven series with the Mavs at 2 games apiece. As for your games being played tomorrow, it is Game 4 in the first-round series between the Celtics and Heat. That game tips at 6:30 in Miami. Boston leads that 2-1. In New Orleans, a 7:30 tip as the Pelicans look to avoid a sweep at the hands of the number one seed in the West, the Oklahoma City Thunder. In your final game of the night, tips at 9 in Denver, where the Nuggets have a chance to eliminate the Lakers in 5 games. They currently lead that series 3-1. For our audience in Milwaukee and Madison, we do remind you our extended post-game show gets started momentarily here. We welcome you to stick around and join us for Bucks Talk. We'll give you the latest, everything we do know on the status of a number of Bucks players heading into Game 5. Any updates on the potential tip time as well? And most importantly, take your thoughts and your reactions to this game tonight and the series outlook for the Bucks. We'll do all of that on Bucks Talk. You can find that on our flagship station, 620 WTMJ, if you're in Milwaukee, and on our ESPN affiliate, ESPN Madison, if you are in Madison. And again, Bucks Talk gets started as soon as we wrap up here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Play of the game tonight brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. And again, there is no singular play. It's just the overall stat line of Brook Lopez, 27 points, a very efficient 27 as well, not only in the paint, but at the at the three-point line for Brook, where he went 3 of 5, 27 points to lead the Bucks. Our play of the game brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. So it comes down to Tuesday for the Bucks, who look to avoid elimination. Game number 5 between the Bucks and the Indiana Pacers. Still no word on the tip time. Stay tuned for that, but we do know it will be Tuesday at Fiserv Forum. For Dave Kane, calling the action in Indianapolis, and our engineer here at the Bucks Radio Network Studios, Jason Gordon, our producer, Charlie Snell, I'm Justin Garcia signing off, reminding you we will talk once again Tuesday night with more Bucks playoff basketball right back here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Are you and your family weather
is I did a lot of karaoke and cover bands way back in the day. Just always wanted to do original music, but was kind of too shy, too afraid. Like, there was just like a big jump to go from. Like, if you're doing karaoke and you're confident, you're doing cover bands, you're confident because there are other songs and you just know them so well. Mm-hmm. But to venture out and do originals was scary. So this is actually the first and only original band I've ever joined.
Oh, my
so,
gosh.
It just happened and it worked out. And I love writing. I love writing lyrics. I love working with these guys and just coming up with stuff. And I never want to stop.
What was your parents' role in you getting into music?
Well, so my mom, we didn't have a TV in my house until I was probably like 8. So,
wow.
My mom played albums all day long.
Oh, yeah.
That's the
so,
best.
So, you know, she's a hippie, you know, 70s kid. So, you know, she was playing, you know, there's The Journey, right? And then there's Kansas and Supertramp. Mm-hmm. And then she do like some Spyro Gyra.
Oh, yeah.
And some Marshall Tucker Band. And like just from all aspects of music. And so that's what I listened to all the time. And I had my own record player and I'd borrow her albums. And then eventually I started getting my own albums. But yeah, up until like 8 years old, all I was doing was listening to music.
Wow. And for you, obviously, we're hearing you, you know, your vocals are being featured tonight. But do you play instruments as well?
I dabble in guitar enough to put a couple chords together and then give it to these guys and be like, do something with this.
Does that help your writing, though, when you're kind of trying to brainstorm what you want something to
not
sound
really.
Like?
When I do lyrics and melodies, usually we have the song down first.
Uh-huh.
And then I will just sit in a room, headphones on, and keep listening to it over and over. Eyes closed and just, how's the song making me feel? What is it? What's it evoking?
Yeah.
And then I'll write lyrics based on what I'm feeling at that time. So.
That's hard. I don't care. So thank you. You guys, wow, that's very cool.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Milwaukee's Blame It on Kane, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. And the next song you have for us tonight, it's called Give Me Money.
Yeah.
Sounds like a heist.
Yeah, so this song is a classic. We originally recorded it way back in, you know, 2008 off the first album, Rhythm Schism. Rich wrote the lyrics on this one. It's very sarcastic, kind of politically charged.
Ooh.
And it's funny because it's so... like now it's very poignant now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was written all those years ago, and all of a sudden it's like... It's kind of like, kind of a very sarcastic take, I guess you would say, on the kind of the world as it was then, but now is today.
It is again.
So.
Yeah.
Ooh, but it's fun. It's fun. So this one will get me dancing.
All right. Give me the money. Give me the money. Milwaukee's Blame It on Kane. Live in the lair on MaxSync Radio. Treasure beyond belief.
In the lair on Max Inc. Radio, Blame It on Kane, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group right here on the Civic Media Network.
Blame It on Kane's music has been featured on NFL Network, Motor Trend, TV, Discovery Plus, and it was a theme song for an animated web series. Tell us about getting your music used for this. How does that work?
That's a great question. We have no idea. No.
That's not good.
Our music, we work with, Eric LaBrosse over at Cherry Pit Studios, and he does a lot of the licensing stuff. So,
oh, okay.
He got our music on the licensing catalogs, and people found our music somehow, the people who do these shows, and then all of a sudden we just get a notification well after the fact being like, hey, we used your song in this episode of this show, and, here's money.
And when wow. We say, that's nice.
When we say money.
Yeah, how much?
Let me clarify.
Oh, no. Here we go.
But, I mean, it's pennies on the dollar, for shows that air. But the cool thing was we got a tax form from BMI that we had to, report on ink of the $25 we got.
Yeah. Great.
It was pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Frame that.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Are we going to bring over Rob? Are we able to?
Rob Shackman.
I know. We're kind of moving people around here.
Oh, he's coming in.
Yeah, oh, here he comes. He's coming in hot. Woo! All right, Rob Shackman, guitarist for Blame It on Kane. Tell us a little bit about your backstory and, how did you get interested and started playing music?
I would say middle school. Middle school, started playing saxophone.
Saxophone!
Yeah, nice.
I played saxophone too!
And then I was probably high school age. I don't want to do that anymore. I actually wanted to play bass, but I couldn't find anybody that taught bass, so I picked up guitar, and no regrets with that.
Yeah.
And what role did your parents play?
Oh, they're not very musical, but I can recall being tortured with ABBA a lot in my youth. But they've always been encouraging.
Another victim of the 70s.
How do you feel about where the band's come from and where you're still going?
Where it's coming from? Well, I came in about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
So I was playing with another band. Yeah. Well, I always still play with them. And we did some shows with Blame It on Kane. And at one point, they're like, hey, would you like to play guitar in another band? I'm like, well,
sure.
No, not really.
But here you are.
But yeah, then I thought about it for a while and then we tried it out, it worked, and things have been going well. I enjoy what Blame It on Kane has done in the past already, and I enjoy what we're doing now and towards the future.
That is so excellent. Yeah.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Blame It on Kane, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have us for is tonight. It's called Story of Your Lies. Is this about the elephant in the room?
Oh. It kind of is. It's not. It's a story about a friend. Everyone kind of has a friend group, right? And there's always somebody in that friend group who's not the most honest person in the world, but everybody knows it, but they still do it, you know? So it's kind of like calling that person out in a way. We wrote the song. We just wanted something. This was for the acoustic album, Empire Maturity. We wanted to do something heavier and, you know, something more like Days of the New or Tantra kind of a thing. And then that kind of invigorated us, like, oh, it's kind of an song. So... So that's what we came up with.
Okay.
So that's it.
Well, here we go. Let's hear it. Story of Your Lies. This is Blame It on Kane on Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. We are local music.
Blame It on Kane, live in the lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. More coming up right here on Max Inc. Radio, right after this.
It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're listening to Live in the Lair, Blame It on Kane, and brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group.
All right, Blame It on Kane. How's this for a question? How'd you get disqualified from a battle of the bands? I didn't even know they would ever do that.
So what happened was... maybe disqualified isn't the right word, but okay. So we had there's a battle of bands at MSOE. Our drummer at the time, there was a time where Rich kind of took a break. We had another drummer, and he was a student at MSOE, like going for his master's or doctorate or something. Mm-hmm. So we qualified. That's how we got in. There was six bands, mm-hmm. and there were four prizes. Okay, all the bands were not even real bands. A lot of them were just kids who got together and kind of, well, let's just do a song or two, right? And, you know, we got out there, we crushed it, and then came to the awards, and there were five awards for six bands. We were the one band that got nothing. Like, there was first place, second place, third place, and then two kind of funny awards. Like, you know, some, and we didn't get anything, and our drummer at the time was furious, and because one of his friends was running the judges and everything, and he went up to him like, what, how do we not get, we were the best band, or at least one of the best bands, right? Like, because they weren't real bands, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, you guys were just too good. We didn't feel comfortable. That's what he told us. He's like, we just didn't feel comfortable. Because you guys were too good.
And at least you got the scoop. Yeah. So
right.
But still.
It didn't make it feel any better.
No.
Yeah, it did not make it feel any better.
Oh, my
yeah.
goodness. Okay, what a great story.
Well,
sorry
let's talk
about
to guitarist Steve Dragonchuk.
That is a great name, by the way.
Am I pronouncing that correctly?
You got it. He's called the Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
He's called the Dragon.
Ooh.
The Dragon? I was going to ask. I was going to be like, you know, growing up, how many different, like, aliases did you have?
Oh, I've had it every different way you can imagine. So yeah. The state of Wisconsin actually had my driver's license spelled wrong for a long time.
Oh, no.
And I wasn't going to change it until I got to TSA, and then they said, wait a second here, your ticket doesn't match your driver's license.
Oh,
so that was
no.
it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a big problem. Well, you know, let's get to know you. Tell us your backstory. How did you get into playing music?
So originally, and you're going to like this rocker, originally I wanted to be a drummer.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yes. My dad was a drummer back in the day. He was a jazz drummer in the Chicago area for the Mellotones. So I kind of wanted to be like dad. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I started getting into it a little bit. I'm like, wait a minute. I hear Led Zeppelin. I hear Van Halen. I want to get into rock. And my dad's like, well, wait a minute. That's pretty loud. And then my mom heard I wanted to do that, and she said, well, forget it. You can play a guitar instead.
Oh, okay. That's good.
And I picked it up and haven't put it down since. And that's it.
Nice.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah,
no,
yeah right. Right.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, now we know what the parents' role is. Do you play any other instruments, or is it just guitar?
You know what? I tinker in bass, and that's about it. I tried to get into it a little bit. I'm just not good because I'm you know, usually using a pick with a guitar, and with a bass, I'm trying to do it with the fingers, and it's, you know, it's harder than it looks. So,
how do you feel about your role in the band and how the band's doing right now? Instead of going backwards, going forwards, yeah.
So it's actually, it's pretty exciting because, you know, we added Rob, when was that? Like a year and a half ago, something like that. And now we've got Chris, and Chris is just, he was born to be a bass player. And I remember when we brought him in for an audition, and he comes in. He hadn't heard anything. He said he did, but he lied to us. Oh. He didn't listen to any of the songs. So he stands up there, and he hears it. He's just pausing there, and he's just closing his eyes, and he's listening to us play, and he's not doing anything. He's just standing there. I'm like, what's this guy going to do here? We get through the first verse. We get through the first chorus, get back to the second chorus, and all of a sudden he knows it. And he's just playing along. So this guy is really good. You know, he's out of our league. So we're aiming really high with him. We think we're going to have this guy to record with, and we're going to have a lot of songs centered around him.
Wow. Ooh, little bass solos maybe even?
If he'll do it, yes.
Oh. Well, let's get back to live music in the lair.
Thanks,
with
Steve.
Blame It on Kane, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called You and I. Is this just a song of hope or fate?
Hope. You were hoping it was fate. You thought it might be fate. It's one of those crooning songs where you're pining for somebody and trying to convince them that, hey, let's get together. Like, it'll be great. And, you know, you're just trying really hard to convince that person. And it didn't work.
I'll bring this one on. Blame It on Kane with You and I. This is going to be interesting. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Take it away, guys.
One who's never gonna hurt you. Our lives have just begun. You and I, dreams are all the same. You and I, making our own way. You and I, happiness is real. You and I, our destinies are steel. I promise you it's safe. You get everything you need. It's a chance that you have to take. You don't have to worry, 'cause I'm the only one who's never gonna hurt you. Our lives have just begun. Everything you need is all right here. You and I, dreams are all the same.
Blame It on Kane, Max Inc. Radio, live in the lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group.
That was awesome, guys. Yeah,
that's our Green Day song.
That I was going to say, yeah, that's right? Got some punk edge.
It was actually written to be as a slow acoustic song. And when we were going for our Big Down Under album, we decided, like, you know, this could be something. Let's do a pop punk version.
Nice, and your rhythm section. Woo, yeah. All right. Well, Blame It on Kane.
has some, this is good, some live shows coming up soon all around Wisconsin. We have May 25th, Appleton at the Cold Shot. June 21st, Make Music Madison.
Yes.
Because we know there's Make Music all over the state and all over the country and the world, but you're going to be in Madison.
Yeah, we did Madison last year for the first time. It was amazing. Madison has really embraced us, which has been so exciting. And because it started with the Make Music Madison, we played three different venues, played at over at Beer Rock, and they've had us now like three times since.
Oh, nice.
Right? So it's just been such a great reception in Madison.
And then you've got this 11th annual Midday Matinee Milwaukee Music Mashup, July 28th. And it looks like you get to spoof a band at the mashup.
The mashup isn't a spoof fest?
It's not a spoof.
No. So what this is it's a show that we've been doing for 10 years now, maybe. And what's been happening is we do a day show at Kochanski's. They have a nice outside stage. And we just get a whole bunch of different bands that maybe they're not the ones that would always play together.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, it's an afternoon show and get six, seven bands, and it's pretty cool.
It's nice a event. Mashup in that way,
yes.
With a whole bunch of different bands.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I like that. And then this is so cool, Rock Against Violence Festival. That's in September, on September 14th. What can you tell us about this fest, and where does it happen?
That's a Steve question.
Oh, Steve,
here
come
comes
back
Steve
over.
Heading to the microphone.
You know, I saw it on Facebook. It's something out of Portage, and I don't have too much information on it this way. It's been being put on by this lady named Lindsay. She's spearheading it. She tells me that we're going to have a lineup on it soon, but yes, hopefully the first annual Rock Against Violence down in Portage.
And you just saw it and thought, this sounds like something I want to be part of.
Absolutely, yeah. We told her we'll be happy to donate any money that we make that day selling the CDs. You know, we had, as Sam mentioned, good luck in Madison selling CDs when we were here for Make Music Madison. So if we sell anything there, of course, we'll donate the money.
That's awesome. And I'm sure it sounds like it probably goes to awareness and education about violence. So that's terrific.
We're looking it up.
Okay. Otherwise, I was going to say, we'll share it when we have the info. We'll definitely share it.
It's for DACE, Domestic Abuse and Intervention Services.
Awesome. Okay.
What he said, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they do great work. So you're supporting a wonderful cause. Thanks, guys. Oh, it looks like now, Rocker, though, we want to give the drummer some. Can
Rich
he get out from
Seeger.
That corner?
Yeah, here he comes.
Oh, my goodness. You're hilarious.
Hello, guys.
Go ahead, Rocker. He just has me laughing. Oh, my goodness.
Rich Seeger. Give the drummer some. Mm-hmm. Tell us some of your backstory and how you became a drummer.
Well, a rocker. I have been playing drums since sixth grade. My mom foolishly bought me a complete drum set very early on before I knew how to play, in which then she told me, you are learning how to play this because I paid so much money for it.
And why did you call it foolishly?
Well, because it's so loud.
Yeah.
If you have a drummer, and you're a drummer, you know. Whoever owns the drum set is usually where you practice then, automatically.
I bet. Yes.
And so my mom put up with, and I was in sixth grade then, so she put up, I was probably in a band by eighth grade, so she had bands practicing in our living room.
Oh.
My dad allowed that.
Wow.
For, I don't know, years, all the way through high school.
You have very brave parents.
My mom just put up with everything.
Oh. So was it one of these situations where you had to set up completely?
No, she let me keep it all up. Whoa. Our living room was taken over. You would walk into our house, and there was an entire band thing. And then I set up a studio in there. I bought a 4-track reel-to-reel.
Oh, yeah.
I had a complete studio in our living room.
So where did your parents hang out, obviously?
In the family room.
Okay.
But it was pretty loud. But I think my dad used it as an excuse to go out with his buddies and stuff. And my mom would just hang out then, and she'd bop to the music.
Oh,
and
how
everything.
Cute.
She was the cool mom.
Yeah. Well, obviously, that's a parent's role. I mean,
all parents should allow their kids to be drummers.
Or at least to be in music.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Absolutely. Because it not only builds lifelong friendships, like you can see here, all of us, we've known each other for 15 plus years, done a lot.
And y'all still like each other.
It kept us off of drugs for a little bit.
No.
Oh, no.
Well, kind of. And then, but it also gives you a hobby where you have an enjoyment and a little more of a purpose for life. And you can give back by doing the benefits. Yeah. We look for benefits to play at, to give back for that. We play free for anybody that has any cause, no matter what it is, for anything to give to
That's
try to give
amazing.
Back. Including church stuff. I've played in church stuff too, free oh. for everything on it, because you should give back for
right.
everything.
Right.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Blame It on Kane, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called For Them, or it could really be called Helicopter Parent.
So, yeah, I mean, the song is some of the songs I write about are about parenting, and this one specifically was one song I wrote for my kids. You know, parenting's tough. It's not easy. You hope you're doing the right things. And this song is all about, I hope that someday that they know that it was for them. Like, I know I wasn't perfect. It was hard. But hopefully, you know, I tried my best.
Have they heard the song?
Oh, yeah.
Do they know it's for them?
I don't know. Huh. I assume they should. They hear it, they should realize it's it's pretty straightforward. Okay. I don't hide things. I'm a very open my lyrics are very out there.
Yeah.
Like straightforward. So
okay.
I think they know it's for them. For them.
Well, now they will. Right. Now they'll have heard you talking
right.
about
now
it.
Now they will for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is from our Big Down Under album. This was actually the first acoustic song we ever wrote.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Blame It on Kane, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. This is For Them. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network, and we are local music.
Every day the body grows older, every day the soul keeps warm. Every time I see your face, as deep as parts of me are always smiling. My mistakes are always clear to me. Hope you understand I'm always trying. Knowing what is best for you, answers never seem so cut and dry. Yeah.
Live in the Lair, Blame It on Kane on Max Inc. Radio, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group.
That was really nice.
Thank you.
I hear the story in there for the kiddos. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's very cool. I feel like we've kind of talked about Chris quite a bit. You know, I was going to ask you a little bit more about him, but I don't know if we need to, and he's not here to defend himself. So
he's a diva. He's the sexiest one in the bunch. He's very high maintenance.
He's recently married.
Recently, yeah. He's recently married. He's like all in love and stuff. And yeah.
Sickening.
He makes out with his wife at all the shows.
Wow.
Yeah, young love. No, they're Chris is great.
Public
Chris is awesome.
Displays of affection, my goodness. All right, tell me.
The rest of us look bad.
Oh, no. You guys got to start like hanging out with the wives again. Come on. Okay, so where can we find you? Where can we follow you? Get, you know, updates. Are you, your Facebook page stinks, by the way.
Well, so we're old, you know.
Oh, no. Well, and you do have, it seems like all of you have a lot going on, but that's where I have to find you.
Yeah, Facebook is really the only like social media thing that we're on.
Okay.
So if you want to message us, by all means, we will always respond to
like
Messenger. We respond right away. You know, all the, as far as musically, the Spotify's, the Apple Music's, the Amazon Music's, the SoundCloud's, the Reverbnate, all the places where you stream music, we're there.
That's
all
cool.
All the albums are out there.
And go look for them, look them up, and listen to some great music. Blame It on Kane.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, before we were talking about, you guys have a show at the Cold Shot up in Appleton.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, you know, I haven't been to that club. Have you guys played there yet?
Never. This is really cool. Like, so we branched out to Madison. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to go to Appleton for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
pretty
exciting.
Cool.
Are you playing with another band there?
Yes, TBD.
TBD.
TBD. Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
They always play with that.
They play a lot.
They play with that band. They always open for that band karaoke.
Nice. That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Well, let's get back to some live music in the Lair with Blame It on Kane. Presented by the Aaron Weber Group, you have one more song for us tonight, and it's called Stay.
No, boy.
not go, stay.
Is this a love song for an ex-girlfriend?
It is definitely not a love song. as a matter of fact, it's almost like the anti-love song. So I write a lot of lyrics about stupid things guys do, because I'm a guy and I've done a lot of stupid things, so I use it for song material.
Wow.
So this is like
brave.
Well, you know, it's just like it's you had a fling, right? You're at a bar one night, hanging with your friends, and that fling like wants another fling. And you're like, No. So the song is actually Stay Away.
Ah.
So you'll hear in the chorus if you haven't, it's Stay Away. Until it's 2 a.m. and you're drunk, and then it's Stay With Me.
Oh.
It's that you know, these are all cautionary tales.
I would
say.
Of
what not to do. Like, that's how I write them.
Okay. All right. You have built these up really well. So every one, I'm like, I can't wait to hear this one. Because I'm listening to the words, and they're great storytelling.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, Blame It on Kane, and this song is Stay, so listen for what he just explained to us. Yeah.
This is off the new album, Dog.
Awesome. Day. Max Inc. Radio here, Blame It on Kane.
Times for everyone. I can see you staring at me with a warning eye. Well, I can still remember our secret starry night. And I said, stay away. Stay away. Stay away. Stay away. Then don't come back no more. Thank you. to get the pound. I still feel you staring at me from across the room. I told you once, I told you twice that you and I are through. And I said stay away, stay.
Pepper hands.
Well, now it's 2 a.m. The lights go up and the frisky feeling's on. Spent too much time with the boys who look for anyone. I can see you staring at, waiting for the sign. You're not the best, I must confess, my weak old cherry pie. And I said, stay away, stay away, stay away, stay away. Then don't come back no more. Stay with me, yeah. Stay with me, yeah. Stay.
Blame it on Kane, live in the lair.
Wow. Okay. Stay away and then stay with me.
And then don't come back. No
yeah.
More. A lot of mixed messages there. I don't know.
That was really
it's
fun.
It's the alcohol. That's
oh,
right.
I don't know. You guys, this has been a blast. Sam, Steve, Rob, Rich, blame it on Kane. One more time, where can we find you? I know Facebook is one place.
Facebook is the main place if you want to communicate with us and interact with us.
All the digitals.
Facebook. But otherwise, yes, all the digitals. You can hear all the music. So.
Awesome. And again, you've got a ton of shows coming up now.
Yep.
And look for those, I would assume, on your Facebook page.
Yep. We always have the shows posted. If you want to see any set lists, all of our set lists we've ever done is on setlist.fm.
That's
fun. You can
look
us up there. And we're already working on songs for the next album. So hopefully we can get in the studio this winter and crank out another one.
Oh, good, good, good. So, okay.
Yeah, thank you
Rocker,
so much for having us.
This has been a blast.
Very fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Woof. Thank you, guys.
We will see you guys next week. Right now, we have Jimmy K coming up with Max Inc. After Hours. And then, of course, this show will repeat at midnight. But
yay!
Then we'll get to 4 in the morning where we'll hear Max Inc. Americana. And then tomorrow night, Max Inc. Sunday. And that will be, let's see what's coming up, the top 10, Maxing top 10.
Ooh, 7,000 apart.
We'll
are they going
to
hold
see.
That spot?
Are they going
to
win again? And then some Rocker's Closet, some throwbacks, and then Max Inc. Heavy at 10 p.m. to midnight. All on Max Inc. Radio.
Civic Media Radio Network.
You've been listening to Live in the Lair. Blame it on Kane. Brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. Powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. This has been Max Inc. Radio Saturday Night on the Civic Media Network.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.